My name's Linda Baden. I'm a member of the Friends of Yellowwood and an independent researcher on forest issues. I know that our human communities feel besieged by insect-borne diseases. Think about Zika virus and natural disasters such as hurricanes and tornadoes. But here in Brown County, our forests are also experiencing more frequent and virulent attacks from invasive insects, pathogens, and an out-of-balance ecosystem. Our public forests are beset with the Amarillo ash borer and the state's response to it, which entails literally cutting down every ash tree in the state forests. Most folks don't know that Indiana is under a federal ban on the movement of all hardwood firewood outside the state because of the Emerald Ash border, in place since 2006. In addition, a number of counties in the northeastern part of the state are under a gypsy moth quarantine. Asian longhorn beetles are documented in warehouses in Indianapolis and northern Indiana in 1998, and they are known now to be as close as the northeast side of Cincinnati, and if it's infestation that has resulted in the loss of thousands of maples and other related species. Thousand Cankers disease is the most recent of these invasions. It provides a fascinating look at how Indiana's DNR struggles with both the ecological and economic consequences of forest diseases, insisting to the public that there is nothing to worry about while they increase their logging by 1,000%, further undermining the forest ecosystem. Thousand Canker disease was first identified in 2007 in Colorado after a decade or so of observations of the decline and death of the eastern black walnuts that had been planted in plantations and as long trees out west. Eastern black walnut trees, which are our type of walnut, had no built-in resistance to the new walnut diseases, although the native western walnut trees seemed to be somewhat protected. And the eastern trees quickly were overwhelmed by the disease, which were spread by a beetle that infects the trees with a fungus. Smaller than a pinhead, the walnut twig beetle bores into the walnut branches, feeding on the tree's tissues and depositing the fungus that creates a canker or dead area under the bark. In fact, the beetle actually cultivates the fungus as a source of nutriment for itself. Thousands of beetles can infest a single branch, and multiple feedings cause the formation of thousands of cankers under the bark, which ultimately destroy the tree's ability to transport water and nutrients. Gradually, the branches die, and then the entire tree. Only when a tree is infested with a specific beetle, which is the walnut twig beetle, which has tunneled galleries under the bark and deposited the specific fungus that causes the cankers, leading to branch mortality, can the tree be said to have thousand cankers disease. Recent research suggests that the fungus beetle complex that might have caused only minor damage to trees in the West for thousands of years suddenly emerged as an important pathogen. The author of this study commented, "This is an example of evolution that surprised us. I don't think anyone could have predicted this explosion out of which might have been a small, isolated pocket of this beetle and fungus living in harmony with the ecosystem in the Southwest for many years. What forces drove that change, we don't know." Of course, this is the crux of a lot of what's happening in our forests. There's really very little understanding or information about why these changes are happening. In any case, the disease spread to the east, the black walnut's native range. It was detected in Tennessee in 2010. Also in 2010, the state of Indiana issued an emergency quarantine prohibiting the movement of black walnut trees, nursery stock, logs, and bark from the infested western states into or through Indiana. In this, they joined Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, Nebraska, and later Ohio and Virginia. At that time, Phil Marshall, who is the state entomologist and director of the DNR Division of Entomology, said, "We have much to lose from the spread of TCD, or Thousand Canker Disease. It is crucial that we avoid its introduction into Indiana." Well, despite the quarantines, by 2012, the disease had already spread to Maryland, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. In 2012, the beetle was found in Butler County, Ohio, southwest of Cincinnati on the Indiana line. And the following year, the disease itself was found in black walnut trees in Butler County. Then, in 2015, Indiana DNR announced that the walnut tree beetles had been found in a trap at a sawmill in Franklin County, Indiana, near Brookville. Franklin County is immediately adjacent to Butler County, and that sawmill remains quarantined. In 2011, Indiana's DNR, in partnership with Purdue University and the U.S. Forest Service, began a surveillance program for Thousand Cankers disease in Indiana and included a black walnut plantation in Yellowwood State Forest. The results of that testing for the 1,000 cancerous disease in Brown County, released to the public in 2014, were remarkable. While the walnut tree beetle, which until then was the only known vector for the fungus that causes the disease, was not found in the Yellowwood State Forest black walnut trees that were tested, a potential new vector, a weevil, that was found in the Yellowwood traps, was discovered to be carrying the fungus. So now you have the fungus that they know causes the cankers, you have the walnut trees, but you don't have the vector that they expected, which what they expected to find was the walnut twig beetle. Instead, they found this weevil. Now, unfortunately, the researchers didn't check the trees themselves to see if they were suffering from the 1,000 cankerous disease. And they would have been able to tell that by scraping back the bark of the stem and some of the branches and revealing the insects and the cankers underneath the bark. But in any case, in 2014, the State Division of Entomology released a press release about this finding, which states unequivocally, Indiana joins Maryland, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, and 8 western states with the disease. The state's head entomologist quarantined the Yellowwood black walnut plantation and began a statewide monitoring program centered on urban walnut trees and the sawmill in Franklin County, Indiana, which is about 100 miles from Brown County. No forest trees, for some unknown reason, were included, except for the known infested plantation in Yellowwood. In light of the half-hearted attempt at monitoring, at times Indiana's DNR seems more concerned about stabilizing or possibly exploiting the black walnut timber market than they are about discovering the true extent of 1,000 cankerous disease in Indiana. The most recent press release from the DNR on the issue, dated March 21, 2016, is entitled, Forest Landowners Should Stay the Course on Black Walnut. And to quote from it, the DNR has advice for forest landowners. Don't get talked into selling your black walnut trees because of 1,000 cankerous disease. According to state entomologist Phil Marshall, 1,000 cankerous disease has not been detected from a black walnut tree in the state of Indiana. Furthermore, Marshall doesn't expect widespread mortality from 1,000 cankerous disease anytime in Indiana in the near future. So while in 2014, Mr. Marshall asserted that Indiana had indeed joined the other 1,000 cankerous states, in 2016, 2 years later, he states that we had not. Well, in truth, they didn't look for the disease in the walnut trees when they were studying them in 2011, and thus they didn't find it, and they haven't looked for it since in standing timber. The state of Indiana's 2016 decision to walk back the Division of Entomology's statement about 1,000 cankerous disease is more than mere hair splitting. There are significant economic consequences to being declared a 1,000 cankerous disease infested state. This is especially true for Indiana because of the large volume of black walnut trees growing in the state, the economic importance of walnut to the hardwood industry, and the quarantine-related issues pertaining to movement of walnut within, into, and out of the state. Forestland and walnut plantation owners and the timber industry alike could be affected by a flood of black walnut timber onto the market, which would destabilize the price of the timber. At the same time, the export of black walnut timber from the state could be seriously curtailed, both within the U.S. and in forest markets. The impact of Indiana's probable 1,000 cankerous disease status already is being felt by timber growers and the hardwood industry, thanks to quarantines on Indiana's black walnut products that several states put into effect in 2015 after the first publication of the discovery of the disease in Yellowwood State Forest. I'm going to read you a memo from this Phil Marshall, the state entomologist, dated August 2015, to timber growers and anyone who handles timber in the state of Indiana. It's called Moving Walnut Material Out of Indiana. And he says, the following states have 1,000 cankerous quarantines and you will need to comply with the requirements to move walnut logs and lumber into or through the state. Then he lists the states, Arkansas, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, North Carolina, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. He goes on to say that Michigan and Missouri will not allow walnut logs and lumber from Indiana. Since Michigan is our neighbor, he goes on to explain that he might be able to do something with Michigan, to let Indiana timber into their state. But then finally he says, for Missouri, they will not allow it, period. So again, it is little known that we are under a quarantine. Our black walnuts are under a quarantine from other states who are trying to protect their walnut trees and industry from the thousand cankers disease. In purely economic terms, the threat to Indiana's black walnut trees is not something that can be left to simmer on the back burner until it explodes into a major infestation that will necessitate the destruction of hundreds of thousands of trees and the concomitant disaster to the forest ecosystem. And the ecological impacts of the loss of Indiana's black walnuts would be as devastating as the financial. Black walnuts play a significant role in Indiana's hardwood forests and as an important source of food for wildlife, whose leaves also help maintain soil health. And when you think about the trees we've lost in Indiana, the American chestnut, American elm, the ash tree, the dogwood is endangered, butternut has been eliminated because of a fungus-borne disease. Oaks are facing a serious decline, and now we would be in danger of the walnut tree, which is just so iconic to our state, being lost. Accepting Indiana's status as a thousand cankers disease state would further call into question the DNR's current logging practices and budget priorities for the state forests, which reflect a 1,000% increase in logging over the last 8 years and an ever-increasing reliance on logging income, and also on Indiana's sustainable forest certifications. Furthermore, Indiana's foot-dragging on analysis, publication, and communication of data on the spread of thousand cankers disease is negligent, given the value of the walnut tree to the state's overall economy. Black walnut is the most valuable tree in Indiana based on the dollar value of wood produced, mainly walnut veneer, as well as timber and nuts. In 2010, there were an estimated 31.5 million walnut trees in Indiana. Approximately 17.7 million board feet of black walnut is harvested annually, with an annual value of $21.4 million. If all forest walnuts in Indiana were lost because of thousand cankers disease, it would represent a $1.7 billion loss, not including the value of urban trees and investments landowners have made for black walnut plantations and tree improvements. Just to remind you, in 2010, the state entomologist said we have much to lose from the spread of thousand cankers disease. It is crucial that we avoid its introduction into Indiana. Well, now, a mere 6 years later, we have failed to avoid this disaster. While we may quibble about whether we have actual thousand cankers disease or only the beetles and the fungus and the host trees all together, we know we have all the tinder we need to start a conflagration that could alter our forests forever. It's not a question of if, but rather when thousand cankers disease will be documented unequivocally in the state. While entomologist Marshall certainly is in a position to say that he doesn't expect widespread mortality from thousand cankers disease anytime in Indiana in the near future, forest landowners and managers know that they don't manage their forests for the near future and that timely information and advice is essential to making good management choices. Sadly, it doesn't look like they're going to get those from the state of Indiana. An analysis of press releases going back to 2010 concerning thousand canker disease, invasive insect identification programs, and other public outreach, quarantines, etc., reveals only 4 news releases from 2014 and 2016 concerning the arrival of thousand canker disease in the state, and only 1 article offering free training for the public on forest pest detection. This is out of well over 200 press releases per year listed on the site. As far as thousand cankers disease goes, there may be reason for guarded optimism, according to a recent study by the USDA Forest Service. Results of studies to date have led to guarded optimism that TCD will not be another chestnut blight in the eastern U.S. It may behave more like oak decline, which requires stress events to predispose black walnut to the complex of insects attacked and canker disease development. And I say that last sentence with considerable emphasis because while this might be encouraging news for private forest landowners in that it seems like it may take the additional stress on a forest to create the conditions that allow the thousand canker disease to flourish, and private landowners and forest owners can to some extent avoid and mitigate stress on their woods by careful management and pest control. Although obviously they can't mitigate the effects of pollution, periods of drought caused by global warming, and other aspects of climate change. But this is not good news for Indiana's publicly owned state forests, which are facing incredible stresses from the state's irresponsible logging practices. If the scientists cited above are correct, that unstressed black walnut trees have a better chance of withstanding thousand canker disease, the fact remains that Indiana's publicly owned state forests are being severely stressed by the unsustainable management practices of Indiana's current forestry officials and these growing waves of insect and fungal infestations. And because a stressed forest, like Yellowwood, itself becomes a vector for insects and diseases that can then percolate slowly before spreading to healthy forest stands, this mismanagement becomes a major problem for all the forests in Brown County. Researchers say that a single log can contain thousands of walnut tree twig beetles, and spotting an infestation is difficult because the beetles are so small, about the size of a flake of pepper, and the fact that the cankers lie beneath the bark hidden. It's almost impossible to know if a log is infested unless you start peeling the bark away. And adding to the difficulty of stopping the disease, research recently indicates that the fungus that causes the cankers to form is most likely highly mutable, greatly complicating defensive strategies and treatments. And this is another thing that scientists were surprised by. They didn't expect this degree of mutability, and that means that they can't count on the fungus genes staying the same year after year, which makes it harder to control and harder to breed resistant trees. So we're facing a major threat. Any case, private landowners can monitor their black walnuts for early signs of the disease, realizing that detection is difficult. They can look particularly at smaller walnut trees on poor sites that are already stressed. In spring and early summer, the leaves on the upper branches will turn yellow, wilt, and die. Branches die gradually back from the upper crown downward, and browning leaves often remain attached to the twigs. Sometimes new sprouts may grow from the tree roots or the trunk, giving the tree a bushy appearance. And if you think you might have a black walnut tree that is suffering from thousand cankers disease, especially in Brown County and especially adjacent to Yellowwood, it's recommended that you notify the Indiana Department of Natural Resources Division of Entomology and Plant Pathology. And in the meantime, let's keep our fingers crossed that somehow we'll escape this disaster, but it doesn't seem likely that that will be possible, especially if recent history with our management of these other invasives gives us any indication.